Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper, Jay, and today we will be talking about the wood booger.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
With an area of about 7.5 square miles and a population of less than 4,000, Norton is the smallest incorporated city in the state of Virginia. Although it is not technically part of Wise County, the city is set within it in the southwestern Arrowhead portion of the state. This means it's essentially in the Appalachian Mountains. And like any good Appalachian community, it's rumored to have a Bigfoot-style cryptid that lives near it. Norton's resident cryptid is called the Wood Booger. The wood booger is said to look, well, like a Sasquatch. It's described as being somewhere between 7 and 8 feet tall, humanoid and bipedal in stature, and covered in thick, dark brown hair. It hangs out in remote and isolated areas, and leaves behind traces of its existence like footprints and broken vegetation. It's also said that it will growl or howl at times. So yeah, typical Sasquatch stuff. The mountainside of Virginia is a hotspot for Bigfoot sightings, so the mythology and folklore of the wood booger runs deep. It is usually thought of as a guardian of the forest, or even as a protector of the children who live and roam near it, but sometimes it can be fearsome and threatening to humans. Many locals believe that the wood booger sets up stacks of rocks or formations of sticks to warn people to stay away from its territory. Still others claim that it is a trickster, hiding belongings and stealing food from people who hike or camp in the woods without ever really harming them. The first sightings of Sasquatches in the area started trickling in right after the Civil War, with many theorizing that what witnesses were seeing were Confederate soldiers who had grown disheveled and dirty while hiding out in the woods, evading capture by the victorious Union forces. The wood booger was given its name by a newspaper article published in the Old Post on November 24, 1892. The report told of a sighting of a wood booger, which is essentially thought to be a combination of woods, where the creature dwells, and boogeyman, to exploit the monstrous description and turn it into a campfire tale. This boogeyman description also started a rumor that the wood booger caught and carried off bad children. So yeah, it's a campfire tale. The reported sightings of the wood booger are about as vague as most Bigfoot sightings. There are the usual stories of hunters encountering huge, hairy beasts in the woods at dusk, only to have the creature disappear into the forest before any visual proof can be obtained. There are also tales of campers returning from hikes to find large footprints surrounding their camp and all of their food missing. The most famous sighting of the wood booger may not have even been the wood booger at all. A famous 2009 video shot in nearby Gum Hill in Washington County, Virginia, shows a man riding an ATV in a rocky stream when, suddenly, a shadowy figure emerges from the trees and crosses the waterway right in front of him. It's a freaky video, very reminiscent of the famous Patterson-Gimlin film. The creature pays no attention to the rider and strolls off into the trees on the other side of the river, but its image was committed to tape. This video has been called the Beast of Gum Hill video, and because it's not technically in Norton, it may be a different Sasquatch altogether. But the video was enough to get the Animal Planet show Finding Bigfoot to come to Norton in 2011 for their episode, Virginia is for Bigfoot Lovers. The producers of Finding Bigfoot called a town meeting in Norton, and several residents showed up claiming to have seen the wood booger, even though the encounters had not been officially reported or documented. Everyone from hunters to schoolchildren had stories about the creature, and the details in all of them were suspiciously familiar, both in the circumstances of the sightings and in the descriptions of the creature. Finding Bigfoot eventually came up empty in their search. The show usually did, but that's not where the story ends for Norton and the wood booger. More on that in a few. So, what could the wood booger actually be? Well, the likely scenario is that it is some other bipedal mammal, such as a black bear. Although, the Beast of Gum Hill video looks a bit too thin and humanoid to be a bear, and apes are not native to North America. The next likeliest explanation is that it is all a hoax. This seems particularly likely in Norton, if not other areas of Virginia, since the sightings are so vague and stereotypical. The Beast of Gum Hill does kind of look like a person in a costume. Plus, the city of Norton really seems to love the attention that Animal Planet and the wood booger have brought them. Again, more on this in a second. Finally, this could be what we all hope it is, a real Sasquatch or some other undiscovered beast that is yet to be classified by modern science, a cryptid. No one really thought much about the wood booger until the Finding Bigfoot episode aired. It was then that the town of Norton fully embraced their cryptid, even nicknaming their city the Wood Booger Capital of the World. A pair of budding entrepreneurs named Big O and Pickle, remember, we're in the Appalachians, started printing and selling Wood Booger t-shirts, and other business people followed suit, slapping the Wood Booger name on anything that they thought they could sell. The town was even granted a trademark for the Wood Booger name and declared itself a sanctuary city for the creature in October of 2014, which is very important in today's political climate. The next year, in 2015, a statue was erected up in Norton's Flag Rock Recreation Area. This is a popular tourist draw, especially during the annual Wood Booger Festival every autumn, in which folks from all over can go on guided tours to hunt for the creature. They never find it, but no one seems to mind. They can always get a wood burger at the Wood Booger Grill. Yes, Norton is a great place to be a wood booger. And that's about it for this weird little episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in there and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop on over there too. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids, one and all. We love cryptids, and so do you. See you next time.